A fox was wandering in the forest when she heard twittering. She raised her head and saw a nest where a turtle dove was feeding her chicks. "I am feeling a bit hungry, and over there is a lovely little snack. How can I catch them?" thought the fox. "Maybe I should turn to the hawk or the lynx to help me. No, maybe that is not such a good idea. If I do, they will eat the birds and will not leave anything for me. How awful! I cannot climb a tree. Lynxes, owls, cats, and hawks are so lucky. They can climb anywhere and catch their food easily," she thought as she carried on along her way. "But then, I am cunning. I can trick that bird." The fox changed her mind. "Hey, turtle dove, what are you doing in my tree?" the cunning fox asked. "Your tree? It is not your tree. I have been living here for a very long time. I've never seen you around," the turtle dove replied. "Fly away at once," the fox shouted at the bird. "If you don't, I'll come up there and eat you and your chicks." "How can I fly with my chicks? Let them grow up first, and then we will fly away," the turtle dove begged. "I can't wait that long. My mother planted this tree so I would be able to rest under it. And your chicks won't let me have a moment's peace with all that twittering. I also have cubs, and I want to make a peaceful home for them under this tree," said the wily fox. No matter how the turtle dove begged the fox to let her raise her chicks, the fox refused. Then, when the bird was obviously getting very desperate, the fox knew this was her moment. So she said, "Okay, okay, enough of this sob story. You have melted my heart. I'll let you stay, but only on one condition." "Anything. I'll do everything you want," said the relieved turtle dove in her most thankful voice. "I'll let you live here on the condition that you provide meat to feed me every day," the fox said. "How can I feed you?" asked the turtle dove. "I can't find enough meat for a fox. I can just about manage to feed my own chicks," the bird said as she burst into tears. "That's no concern of mine. If you want to live here, you have to feed me delicious meat. Now, I'm being more than fair. You are the one who begged to stay after all." "All right, I'll try to feed you, but don't touch this tree. Just let my chicks grow," the turtle dove begged again. "Okay, till tomorrow," said the fox as she walked away, feeling very clever. "That was a good day's work," the fox said to herself. "Now I will get fed, even though I would never have been able to get up that tree to harm the birds." So the poor bird thought and thought about how to feed the fox. Not knowing what to do, she began to weep bitterly. Just then, a boy called Adam, who was grazing his sheep nearby, heard the sound of bitter crying. He looked around everywhere, but he could not make out where the noise was coming from. Then he heard a noise overhead, and he looked up and saw the bird in her nest. "What happened? Why are you crying, dear bird?" he asked. The bird told him what had happened. Adam listened to her and laughed. "Why are you laughing at me? I am in a terrible position and I don't know what to do. It is not something you should be laughing at. I have chicks that can't be moved." "I am only laughing because the fox was lying to you. This tree was planted by people, not by her mom," said the boy. "But what if she climbs this tree and eats us?" the bird asked. "She can't climb a tree," explained Adam. "She was just trying to scare you." "Oh, I'm so relieved. Thank you for telling me," the turtle dove said. The next day, the fox came up to the tree and called to the bird. Sticking her head out of the nest, the turtle dove asked, "What do you want?" "You know what I want. Have you forgotten so quickly about my condition? Either fly away or feed me," the fox shouted at the top of her lungs. "I know everything, cunning fox. This tree was planted by people, not by your mom, said the turtle dove. What are you talking about? Fly away, or otherwise I'll climb the tree and I will eat you and your chicks, shouted the fox. You are welcome to try. Come on, climb up then, said the bird. The fox got upset, hearing this from the turtle dove, who was happy. However, she didn't stop cooking up a new plan. After thinking a little, she called to the bird and said, So you don't want to fly away of your own free will? So be it. I'll give you one last chance, and then I'll tell the hawk where your nest is, and we will eat you and your chicks together. Embracing her chicks, the turtle dove started to cry bitterly all night, until the next morning, when Adam arrived again with his flock. When he heard her mourning, he went up to the tree and asked, What is the matter now? Why are you weeping? The bird told him what the fox threatened to do. Thinking a little, Adam said, Don't cry, little bird. When she comes, say that you will feed her with that delicious meat you promised before. How will I feed her? Interrupted the bird. Wait, listen to me. Bring her to the tree in my garden and tell her that there are turkeys in the tree. Tell the fox to shake the tree so that they all fall out, and she eats them all. Say, it will be easy to do because there is not anybody at home, he said, telling her how to get to his house. No, I can't do it. How will I live with myself if I sacrifice those poor turkeys? The bird said, feeling sorrier than ever. There aren't any turkeys in the tree. Don't worry. Just say they are. I'm sure she won't come to you anymore if you do this, he promised, then said goodbye and went on his way again. The next day, the fox came and asked, Dear bird, what did you decide? To feed me or to leave the tree? Tell me, or else I will call the hawk. I found you a garden with a tree that is full of turkeys. All you have to do is to shake it, said the bird. You can gorge on them all day as the house is empty, and there are no people to chase you away. Where are they? Show me that garden immediately, shouted the fox. Okay, I'll fly, and you can follow me on the ground, she said and began to fly. Following the turtle dove, the fox finally reached the garden. They are sleeping on this tree. Shake the tree, let them fall to your feet, and eat them, said the turtle dove before flying away. The fox approached the tree and began to shake it with force. It appeared that wasps had a nest in that tree. As she shook the tree, they started buzzing around. Then they came, flying towards her, and began to sting her. No matter how hard she tried, the fox couldn't save herself. They stung her on every part of her body. So, realizing how bad the situation was, the fox began to run. As she was running, she fell into the pond. Only then did the wasp let her go. She rose with difficulty and groaned heavily. She had aches and pains all over. She fell on the ground under the tree to have a rest a little. However, she didn't feel calm. She wanted to wreak revenge on the bird for all that had happened. She stood up, then creeping, she went to look for the hawk to show him where the turtle dove's nest was. Then she understood that she had not only forgotten where the bird's nest was, but she had also forgotten where her own cave was. The poor fox found a new cave for herself and accepted her bad luck.